Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is
Dan,
Ethan,
and Charlie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland Rail has announced that scheduled track closures from April 3rd to 26th will be extended to April 30th. Major track works will impact the airport, Caboolture, Doomben, Redcliffe Peninsula, Shorncliffe and Sunshine Coast lines. TransLink advise customers that their best route for travelling might change throughout the period and advise them to plan ahead. Queensland Rail says the closures will allow several projects for building a better rail network to be undertaken safely and efficiently.
In other local news, a study from the Australian Bureau of Statistics is suggesting that migrants are more likely to relocate to Brisbane over other eastern capital cities like Sydney and Melbourne. Migrants are citing a boom in job opportunities, proximity to the coast, and favourable weather conditions as some of the more common reasons for the relocation. According to the latest census data, Brisbane has the highest immigration rates, with 32% of people living in Brisbane being born overseas. In the last financial year, New Zealand, India, and the United Kingdom have shown the highest migration rates, with 9,890 New Zealanders taking the top spot in Queensland. University suburbs such as Toowong and Kelvin Grove have a large Chinese international student population, whereas Bowen Hills has a unique cluster of Colombians, and Northgate and Wallowin have a large Nepalese population.
In national news, a controversial new algorithm determining how financial supportive elderly Australians can have has had a Senate inquiry into it. The Integrated Assessment Tool, or IAT, introduced in November 2025 as part of the Aged Care Support at Home reforms, is used to assess eligibility and assign funding for aged care services. However, Guardian Australia reported on how the algorithm frequently underassesses levels of need and criticism of the IAT after the government removed the ability for assessors to override an incorrect outcome for home support, even if they think the person deserves a higher level of care. The inquiry came after a whistleblower told Guardian Australia that the algorithm frequently leaves older Australians without adequate funding and care, or downgrades their assisting support. The inquiry heard that the department has received 834 requests for an internal review of IAT outcomes since it was introduced. A review, which takes more than 2 months on average, is the only recourse if the algorithm has made a mistake.
And in more national news, numerous families have criticised an Easter event last weekend in Werribee, believing that it was poorly organised and left them feeling, quote, unsafe. Hundreds of complaints have been recorded on Facebook community groups regarding the event, with attendees saying newborn babies were charged entry. Other complaints included understaffing, which contributed to hour-long wait times for entry, few attractions, not enough eggs in the egg hunt, and the event being extremely overcrowded. There was no organisation. I would have seen maybe five staff beside the food truck, said attendee Ben Isbell, who spent $50 taking his four-year-old to the event. The Wyndham City Council have denied permitting the space for the event, and an investigation is underway due to ongoing criticism.
Now in international news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to begin direct negotiations with Lebanon just 24 hours after Israel launched 100 simultaneous military attacks in 10 minutes. ABC's Middle East correspondent Matthew Doran said that the Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam repeatedly asked for talks with Israel before it got to this point, with overtures being rejected. Netanyahu said the negotiations are focusing on disarming Hezbollah and laying the foundations of peaceful relations between the two countries, whilst the Lebanon Health Ministry releases the rising death toll from underneath the rubble being 303.
In your weather today, Brisbane has beautiful clear skies. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8.1, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.